Now let's tune in to Chester Locke and Norris Goff in Boat Launch Blues on Lum and Abner from June 19th, 1949.
The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Andy Devine, Miss Zazu Pitts, music by Opie Cates, and starring Lum and Abner.
Well, don't you recollect, Mose? At the last lodge meeting, us brother Al's went in together and bought a boat to fish in. Well, we're going to christen it this afternoon and... Christen. You know, that's where you bust a bottle of champagne over the boat's radiator. Yeah, and great horned Al Ezra has appointed me to handle it.
I love you. Oh, excuse me, Lum.
Well, be sure and be there, Mose, because we want a Big Al turnout. Okay, Mose. Goodbye.
Big Al turnout where?
Abner, I've got good news. Ezra Seastrunk's asked me to take charge of the christening.
Christening? Well, I didn't even know it had arrived. How's Miss Seastrunk feeling?
Well, what's Miss Seastrunk got to do with it?
Lum, I better have a little talk with you.
I ain't got time to talk now. I've got to get things organized. First, I want you to get me a bottle of champagne.
Oh, because you are going to get organized, ain't you?
No, I want to use it at the christening.
What for?
For goodness sakes, don't you know nothing? What you do is take it and say, I hereby christen you, and then you say whatever name to give it, and then you bust the bottle of champagne over it.
Ain't that a little rough on it?
No, the worst you do is splinter it a little.
Law matters, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now, Ezra ain't going to like you talking that way about it.
Well, it don't belong to him. It belongs to all the lodge members.
Huh?
Fact is, there's quite a contest going on right now to see which lodge member is going to be the first to jump on it and push it into the lake.
Now, Lum, I ain't going to let you fellas treat no little youngin' that away, and I don't care who it belongs to.
Youngin'? Oh, well, now, wait a minute. You got the wrong idea. What we're going to christen is a boat.
A boat? Oh, Lum. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, have you got it straight now?
Why, sure. I'll tell you one thing, though.
Yeah?
You're going to look awful silly at that christening walking down the church aisle carrying a boat.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Frigidaire is number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Grannies, it's about time you got back, Abner. That boat christening is going to be this afternoon, not next year. Did you get the champagne for it?
Yeah, I got it. Is this the right size?
Yeah, that ought to be just about... Oh, wait a minute. This ain't champagne. This is vinegar.
Well, Lum, I don't know nothing about it. I got it at Ed Beckley's place. He said he tasted some champagne once, and first he could see it's practical the same thing.
Oh, no, I can't...
And $6 cheaper.
It'll do fine. Fine. Yeah, time we get it decorated up with ribbons and all, nobody will know the difference, no way.
Well.
Let's see now. I've got to get my costume together.
Costume? What Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to sew some white buttons on my blue serge coat and then wear some white flannels. By the way, have you got any white flannels to wear?
All I got's red. I can tell you right now, I ain't going to wear no red flannels to a christening, neither.
How do you think it would look if I wore a lot of gold braid?
I think you'd look awful sweet. Want me to get you a hair ribbon to tie them up with?
All right, Smarty. I mean the kind of gold braid they sew on Navy uniforms.
Oh.
Admirals wear a lot of it. Rear admirals, too.
You can't prove it by me. I never saw an admiral from the rear. Or front, neither.
I wonder if Dad Foss would lend me that cap he used to wear when he was a news butch on the train.
Well, that ain't no Navy officer's cap.
No, but I could fix it up to look like one and put some scrambled eggs on the bill of it.
In case you get hungry, huh?
Billy, that's the decorations they put on them caps. Makes them fancy.
Oh, why don't you stick a slice of ham on it and make it real fancy?
Just let me worry about my costume. All I want you to do is decorate the vinegar. I mean the champagne, and I'll do everything else. Or wait, there's one more thing I want you to do.
Scramble the eggs?
No. I want you to listen to my speech and see if you think it sounds too long.
It does.
Wait till you hear it.
Oh,
I've tried to work a lot of nautical stuff into it.
Why, long? It's going to be mixed company there.
Well, that don't matter. Now, listen.
Lodge members of Lodge.
Brother Owls, Horned, Hoot, and Screech, friends and ladies, as I stand here gazing at this magnificent little sloop...
What'd you call me?
I can already smell the tang of the salt water.
No wonder you're standing right next to the pickle barrel.
Abner, will you stop interrupting me? The tang of the salt water.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. Yonder comes Luke Spears. Maybe he'll want to hear this, too.
Oh, Dad, blame it. I wish that ornery little varmint would stay out of here.
Lum, you oughtn't to say that about Luke. He ain't really ornery. He just looks and talks and acts that way. Actually, he's awful nice underneath that rough exterior.
Well, I ain't got time to peel him to find out. Get him out of here as quick as you can.
All right. Hey, howdy, Luke.
Howdy, Abner. By Jiminy, I'm plumb wore out. Oh, I've been traipsing all over town trying to buy a Father's Day gift for Papa.
Father's Day gift? Well, see there, Lon. What'd you get your Papa, Luke?
A bottle of nitroglycerine.
Huh?
Well, Papa's in the stump removing business, so I thought this would be a nice present for him.
From the looks of you, I thought he's in the stump raising business.
See, I was wondering if you fellas would gift wrap it for me.
Why, sure, be proud to.
Well, here's the bottle, and here's a card I wrote to go with it.
Hmm.
And I'll pick it up later.
Now, wait a minute, Luke. You can't leave that stuff there. Blame it, that thing's dangerous. Lobla, blow us clean out of here.
Hey, Lump, listen to this card.
Abner, just get it out of here.
Well, Lump, this is awful sentimental. Listen. On Father's Day, I send to you this bottle of nitroglycerine in memory of my childhood when you pushed me in the cisterine. This nitro's meant for all the stumps that you remove, dear Pater. Be sure you use it on the stumps and not on dear old Mater.
Well, that's just dandy.
Be all right if I set it up on top of the stove.
Get the bottle out of here. That stuff's dynamite.
Well, I can set it up on the stove.
No, you idiot. Set it down behind the counter.
Oh, all right. I'll put it back.
Yeah, see now. Brother Owls, Horned, Hoot, and Screech. Friends and ladies, as I stand here...
Hello?
Hey, howdy, Opie.
As I stand here gazing at this magnificent little sloop...
Oh, I ain't so magnificent.
Opie, will you hush up and get out of here? I'm trying to rehearse my christening speech.
Oh, yes, sir.
Brother Owls, Horned, Hoot, and Screech, friends and ladies...
You don't want to be interrupted, Opie.
Oh, I see.
As I stand here gazing...
He's talking about a boat.
As I stand here gazing at this...
Earl Bedbalt and Clinton built a boat once.
Well...
As I stand here gazing...
It was a glass-bottom boat. He built it out of glass so he could look through it and see if it was leaking.
Opie, keep quiet. As I stand...
You want to sit down, Long?
Dad, blame it, I give up.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going, Long?
Somewhere where I can rehearse without being interrupted every 2 seconds by a couple of raven magpies.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long.
Get the vinegar butter ready for the christening, and I'll pick it up later.
Yeah, all right.
Earl took his boat clean down to Galveston, Texas, to try it out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, well.
Him and his woman and the Runthauser boys and Grandma Bouvine strapped the boat on top of the Bidbolt touring sedan.
Oh.
And then they strapped Grandma on top of the boat, and away they went.
On top of the boat? Why didn't Grandma ride inside?
Oh, there wasn't room inside. The men all beat her to the seat.
Oh.
And besides, Grandma, she always wanted a boat trip.
Well, I ain't got time to hear about that now, Opie. I got to get some stuff ready for Long.
Oh, they made a big celebration of it. Invited a lot of Galveston people.
Well.
Beaches, fried chicken, bonfire on the beach. Oh, it was a doggone big affair, I tell you.
How'd the boat work out? Was it a success?
They never found out.
Ah.
Somewhere between Shreveport and Lufkin, Texas, the boat fell off the sea dam.
Well.
But they sure had a fine celebration. They're still talking about it in Galveston.
What about Grandma?
Oh, she got there too late for the celebration. But they had her all rowed up in all the papers. She was the first woman to cross Texas in a rowboat.
Hey, Abner.
Oh, howdy, Moe.
You fellas all set for the christening? Where's Lum?
Oh, he went home to rehearse his speech.
You know, I'm sort of hurt they never asked me to make that speech.
Well, Moe, you got that terrible voice.
Now, what's wrong with my voice?
Nothing, except it sounds like you stripped your gear.
Say, Moe, I know something might help you. Did you ever read about that Greek orator, Demosthenes?
I never, but I ain't had time to look at a paper for a week.
Well, you see, he couldn't talk so good, so he practiced up by putting rocks in his mouth and hollering at the ocean waves.
Oh, that's no good. I tried that. I put a batch of gravel in my mouth one time.
Well, didn't your voice sound better after you took the gravel out?
Oh, you supposed to take them out?
Well, here, I ain't got time to stand around flapping my jaws here as usual. I've got to get home, put on my good clothes, and decorate up that champagne for Lom, and then I...
Well, it's getting late, Abner. Why don't you run on home? We'll fix up the champagne.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just drop some colored ribbon around it, and then I'll get back as quick as I can.
Yeah, better hurry.
It's in a vinegar bottle.
Okay. Vinegar bottle. Let me see. Obie, do you see a vinegar bottle any place?
Yeah, there's one sitting right here, but it's got vinegar in it.
Oh, well, that can't be the right one. This is supposed to be champagne.
Well, wait a minute. Here's a bottle down behind the counter.
That must be it. Open it up and see what it smells like.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. Gosh, this junk smells like nitroglycerin.
Yeah, that's champagne, all right. Well, give it here and I'll fix it up so fancy it'll just knock old Lum dead.
As I stand here gazing at this magnificent little sloop, I can already smell the tang of the salt water. Dad, blame it, a man can't have no privacy even in his own home. Come in.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts from the County Home Economics Bureau.
Oh, no, no.
Are you bothered by pests?
Yes. Yeah, sure am. Good day, Miss Pitts.
Well, the county has developed a new low-cost, highly effective gopher biscuit.
Look, Miss Pitts, the gophers are going to have to get along on what they can find around the place. Dad blamed if I'm going to buy no special biscuits for them.
Oh, but these biscuits are guaranteed to drive anything away from your home.
I wish I had some of them right now.
The county is holding a gopher demonstration this afternoon. I have the county car outside, and if you would care to join
me... Listen, I'm in a hurry. I've got to get out to a boat. And if I don't get out there pretty quick, I'm going to miss the whole thing.
Well, I know what you mean, kiddo. I missed the boat, too, about 20 years ago.
Let's pause here on KRLD.
To find out more about Old Time Radio, Old Time Video, and the pleasures of listening to audiobooks, visit the Audiobook Club website, www.audiobookclub.com, where you can get 4 audiobooks for just 1 penny.
MediaBay.com.
Stay tuned. In our next hour, I'll have the conclusion to Lum and Abner. Plus, Dick Powell stars as Richard Diamond, private detective, here on KRLD.
MediaBay.com.
Welcome back to the KRLD Radio Theater. I'm Carl Amari. Now for the conclusion to Lum and Abner.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Well, my, he was handsome. Small, dark eyes, pointed nose, big, sharp teeth. Oh, that reminds me, the gophers.
Yeah, well, I can't go to no gopher demonstrate today, but next time you round up a batch of gophers, you let me know.
Well, yes, all right. I'll give them your message. Good day.
Well, let's see now. Brother Owl's horn, hoot, and screech. Friends and ladies. For pity's sakes.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. You all set to go out to the lake?
Oh, I reckon so. I ain't got my speech half learned, though. Don't hardly know what it says.
Well, neither will the audience. Come on, we can ride out with Mose and Opie.
Oh, good.
Oh, say, Lum, here's that champagne. Mose ropped it up. How's it look?
It looks good. Stunning, in fact.
That'll knock the feathers right off of them owls.
You know, when I bust that over the boat, nobody there will ever think it was just vinegar in the bottle.
Of course not.
How do I look in my admiral uniform?
Oh, fine. Where'd you get all them medals and badges?
Oh, they're different naval awards.
Well, let's see them.
Get away, Abner.
Delegate Elks Convention 1927. Huh. Gene Autry Club. Vote for Landon. Chicken inspector.
Abner, you ain't
really
supposed to get up close and read them. They look all right from a distance.
Yeah, if you get back far enough.
Oh, I'll cut a fancy figure out there in this get-up.
Well,
I just wish Lady Brilton could see him. Or wait a minute. Hi, Granny's Abner, I'm passing up a great idea here. In the newsreels, who is it that always christens the boat?
Miss Roosevelt?
Well, it's always some famous woman. So, I, Granny's, I'm going to give the honor of busting the bottle to Lady Brilton.
Lady Brilton?
Yes, sir. For months now, I've been trying to make a hit with her.
Well, this ought to do it.
Boy. Oh, she'll get a bang out of this. She'll never get over it.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, I thought you'd be on your way out to the big boat christening.
Well, I would have been, Mr. Nods, if Lum hadn't taken Lady Brilton along to last minute and there weren't room for me in the car.
Well, say, I think Earl Pomeroy's driving out there. Want me to call him for you?
Doggett, I sure wish you would. I'd hate to miss that, being a paid-up owl and all, you know.
Hello, Mrs. Pomeroy.
Good standing.
There's something I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
Did you know that Frigidaire had just passed a new milestone in the history of refrigeration? It set a new record no one else can match or challenge. The unequaled record of producing 11 million Frigidaires. Yes, the record-breaking 11 millionth Frigidaire refrigerating unit has just been produced. Proof that more people find more features, more value in America's number one refrigerator. Think of all that experience.
over 30 years of experience being built right into a new refrigerator for you. See the new Frigidaire refrigerators tomorrow at your Frigidaire dealers. See the famous advantages you get. Safe cold from top to bottom. More room. Long-lasting economy. Beauty inside and out. And, of course, the exclusive Meter Miser. Simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. Learn all about the three different types and 14 different models of America's number one refrigerator, Frigidaire. And all about the new low prices. For as little as $189.75, you can now get a 6-cubic-foot, full family-size Frigidaire master refrigerator. There's proof Frigidaire is your best buy. And here's more proof. Buyers today are paying about the same price per cubic foot for Frigidaire refrigerators as in 1939. Buy on proof, not claims, and you'll buy Frigidaire. Remember, the 11 millionth Frigidaire is proof. 11 million times over that more people have found the features that count in Frigidaire.
Now, would you ask her about me?
Oh, yes. Say, Mrs. Pomeroy, will there be room in Earl's car for Abner?
Oh, Earl, I'll take it.
Oh, I see. Well, goodbye. Well, I guess the joke's on me. Earl got impatient and left.
And left?
Yeah.
How long did you say it taken to build them 11 million Frigidaires?
30 years.
How long has it taken you, Mike, now that long to tell about it? Well, howdy, Luke. Say, do you know anybody that's driving out to the boat christening?
No, I just want to get my Papa's Day present. Did you get a gift wrap?
No, Luke, I just ain't had time. I've got it sitting down back the counter here, and I'll be glad. Hey, it's gone.
Gone?
Maybe Lum picked it up. Oh, my goodness, look, here's the vinegar bottle.
I don't want no vinegar. I want my nitroglycerin.
Well, don't you see what happened? Luke, that dad blamed Moe's Moose dropped up the wrong bottle. Lum's on his way out to the christening with your nitroglycerin.
Why, that sneak thief.
Come on, we got to find a way to get out there right away.
Well, you bet your life we do. I paid $3 for that nitroglycerin.
Well, I don't care about that. What about Lum and the rest of them?
Let them buy their own nitroglycerin.
Luke, don't you realize if we don't get out there before Lady Brilton bounces that bottle off in the boat, there's going to be owls flying all over Polk County, horn, hoot, and screech.
Can't you drive more careful?
Yeah, you might not bounce the christening bottle right out of the back seat. You went a good 3 feet in the air.
Well, hang on. Here comes a bigger one.
Mr. Moose, will you please get off my lap?
Oh! Excuse me, Lady Brilton. I thought you was in the front seat.
I was before that last bump.
Well, don't worry, Lady Brilton. We ain't got much farther to go. Are you kind of nervous about christening on the boat?
No, I'm not nervous. The only thing that bothers me is, how hard should I swing the bottle? I don't want to dent the boat, you know.
Oh, just swing it as hard as you can.
Well, I think it's only fair to warn you that I pack a rather stout wallop. You see, as a girl in England, I was the first wicketkeeper on a cricket team.
A cricket team?
Yes, of course.
Well, say, is it true that you all could make music by rubbing your hind legs together?
No, only after the team adopted corduroy bloomers.
I guess that ought to hold you, Opie.
Hey, Opie, watch out. You're heading for a ditch.
I can't help it. I keep getting tangled up in the Admiral's gold braids.
Well, take it easy, Opie. We don't want to get killed before we get to the big blowout.
Well, I must say this is a fine day for it.
Oh, yeah. It's a killer. Saline, over the mountain, man.
Oh,
livery stable, Abner. Maybe Ira'll rent us a horse to get out there on.
I've done called him. Every horse he's got is rented. And a boy from the water bureau borrowed the burro.
Say, Duty Bates has got a bicycle. We could take turns pumping.
Well, they'd all be blowed up before we got halfway out there, Luke.
Dadgum, that nitroglycerine cost me 3 whole hours.
Luke, we just got to get out there some way.
Now, see, if I could just win that $52,000 on the Sing It Again program, I could stand that loss.
Well, now, Luke, we...
I already know the special clue. Here it is. In television, there's a clue that brings the phantom into view.
Yeah, but what about Lum and Lady Brilton?
Let them find their own clues. I can't look out for everybody.
Well, Dogan, we just got to find some way to get out to that lake. Oh, come in.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts from the County Home Economics Bureau.
Look, Miss Pitts, we ain't got time to mess around with the county. We got to save a man.
I wouldn't be messing around with the county either if somebody had saved me one.
Come on now, Luke. We better be getting out.
The county is putting on a gopher demonstration this afternoon.
Goodbye, Miss
Pitts. And I have the county car outside.
Car? Oh, well. Hello, Miss Pitts. Come on, Luke. We're going to a gopher demonstration.
Well, now, wait a minute. We ain't got time to do nothing like that.
You will see a lot of gophers scientifically destroyed.
Yeah, and if we don't hurry, you're going to see the same thing happen to a lot of owls.
Grannies, look at that crowd over there around the boat. Come on, Lady Brilton, we better get on over there. Get you set for the christening.
I'm coming.
Hey, wait, you forgot the christening bottle. It's still in the back seat.
Oh, well, throw it here, Opie.
Well, here it comes. Catch it.
Watch out, Lem. Better jump for it.
Grannies, you don't have to throw it so hard, Opie. You ain't on no football diamond.
Hey, hurry up, Lum. They're signaling for us to get over there.
Yeah, come on. Have you got your camera, Mose? It ain't often you get a picture like this, you know.
Yeah, I got it. It's one of those Polaroid cameras that develops a picture in 1 minute.
Well, that's great, Mose. If the pictures come out good, I'd like to have one of me blown up.
You'll get it.
Tell you, Mr. Peabody, this is not the way to the gopher demonstration.
Well, the gophers are going to have to wait. Hey, grab her arm there, Luke. She's got the tire jacket.
Brother Owls, Horned, Hoot, and Screech, friends and ladies, as I stand here gazing at this magnificent little sloop...
Thank you.
Not yet, Lady Brown. I can already feel the salt water spraying in my face as our good crew of owls sails out on our first annual fishing expedition. But before a boat can weigh up its anchor, it must first be christened.
Here I go.
Not yet, Lady Brown. And so, feller owls, I am happy to announce that Miss Lady Brilton of British England will wield the champagne. All right. Now.
Thank you. I hereby christen this boat.
Wait a minute. You'll never bust it holding it that away. Stand back and get a good long sidearm swing at it.
Oh, more in this fashion?
Yeah, that's better.
You sure I won't injure the boat?
Oh, no, not a chance in the world. Go right ahead.
Hey, wait a minute, wait.
I hereby christen this boat the S.S. Owl.
Hey, don't do that. Stop the christen. Wait just a minute.
Oh, dear. I knew I shouldn't have hit it that hard.
Well, just take it easy, Lady Brilton. Quick as we can find a ladder, we'll get you down out of that tree. All right, doggies, Luke, ain't this a mess?
Yeah, now what am I going to get Papa for Father's Day?
Lum and Abner will be back in a moment. But first, here's an important message. Do you want an electric range that will even cook dinner for you automatically? See the new Frigidaire electric range with its almost magic automatic cooking feature, the Cookmaster Clock Control. See why it's called America's most beautiful electric range. Visit your Frigidaire dealer tomorrow and ask about new low prices on Frigidaire electric ranges. Yeah.
Abner, did the doc say how long I'd have to stay in the hospital?
Oh, he said you and Mose both be out of here as quick as he could get your teeth straightened out.
Oh, is my teeth crooked?
No, he just having a hard time telling which are yours and which are Mose's.
Oh, man.
Of course, I'm going to have to tell you the boat was completely wrecked.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. I'm going to suggest that the lodge get up a baseball team instead.
Baseball team?
Yeah, and we'll sign up Lady Brilton for pinch hitter. Granny, I've never seen such a swing in all my life. Love and Abner Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire division of General Motors, manufacturers of the complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. See you next week. Wendell Niles speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.